I'd like you to settle yourself into a calm, comfortable position. When you're in that calm, comfortable position, allow your eyes to close down as you begin to slowly focus on your breathing. Let yourself zero in on the idea of just being comfortable. And there have been many times, many places, many situations where you felt so comfortable that nothing else mattered except that comfort. And you might think of them now. And let your inner mind present to you one such situation. A situation where you really experienced that sense of physical and mental comfort. And you can recall and re-experience all the sensations, the sights, the sounds, the feelings which go along with being extremely comfortable. And you can recall where you first experienced feelings of profound relaxation, covering your entire body, the feeling of every muscle in that part of your body just loosening up, letting go, lying flat, very deeply relaxed. And it's very likely that the part of your body that needed that relaxation most will re-experience it first. The feeling of every nerve in whichever part of your body simply becoming quiet, peaceful, not doing any more than is absolutely necessary. And you can wonder what direction that relaxation is going to move through your body, whether you experience it all at once, like a flow of comfort peacefully moving through you. Soon you'll get that feeling that you don't even have to be aware of it anymore. You can simply allow yourself to become part of that relaxation as it becomes part of you. And it may be interesting for you to discover for yourself that you don't even need to fully listen to my words, because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. Maybe your conscious mind just wants to curl up in a nice cozy corner and go to sleep for a while. Or perhaps travel as far away as it likes. Can you remember the way you did as a kid? Perhaps sitting in a school classroom, looking out of the window, allowing your mind to drift as far away from that classroom as it could get, to some other place you'd rather be. And you may have lost track of what was being said, but it didn't matter, because your subconscious mind was picking up everything that was being said. Just as it's doing right now, because your subconscious mind is here with me, and it can hear me and respond in its own time, in its own comfortable way. And you can enjoy whatever it is you're experiencing, and right now, you can enjoy whatever sensations. And become part of your relaxation and comfort. You can go as deeply as you need to at this time for whatever it is your subconscious mind wants to do to help you to enjoy this experience. And you might enjoy that experience of going so deeply into comfort that it seems to you that You are just all mind, without a body. A mind floating in space and time. A mind completely free, able to move wherever and whenever it wants to go. And I wonder what your subconscious mind wants to explore right now. Which doors it wants to open. Perhaps taking a look through the historic filing cabinets. Searching through files. Examining things that stay the way they are. Discovering things that need to be updated. Things that need to be erased. Which items can be eliminated. And it's very comforting for you to discover for yourself that you can really let go of what you don't need. And your subconscious mind can do this in its own time and in its own way as you continue to rest. Even more comfortably, just knowing. You can rely on your subconscious mind to do the things that need to be done. And you can begin to explore your capabilities that you never suspected you had, which have been there all the time, to find out for yourself a very sense of just who and what you are, and what you are capable of doing all those things. Perhaps you just weren't aware of them before, but your subconscious mind can make them all available to you at the time that you need them. And you can continue drifting along very comfortably wherever you are in time and space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything in particular right now, as you're developing a new way to relax, letting go of the stresses of the past. And you've decided now that you want to relax. No longer do you need stress in life. No longer do you need unwanted emotion. From now on, you choose to feel relaxed. You choose to be calm. You choose to be in control of all that you do. You're now changing the way that you used to react. You're replacing it with the new positive suggestions that you're absorbing. And by following these few simple suggestions, you find yourself being stress-free. Stress-free in all that you do. You'll find yourself feeling relaxed in situations that you may not have felt relaxed in before. And with your new relaxed lifestyle, you'll find yourself feeling happier, more positive-minded. Even enjoying all that you do. Whenever you find yourself having negative, unproductive thoughts, say to yourself the word stop. Let me repeat that to you so it's perfectly clear. Whenever you find yourself having negative, unproductive thoughts, immediately say to yourself the word stop. And as soon as you say the word stop, you'll find that the negative thoughts you were just having disappear. It will give you the opportunity to start a new positive thought process, one of your own choosing. The next technique is the art of acceptance. Accepting things as they are, rather than allowing them to escalate out of control. From this moment on, anytime you find yourself getting stressed because of a situation that seems to be going out of control, stop worrying about what could happen, all the negative scenarios, and instead, you will accept what has happened for exactly what it is. You can use your thought process to think the situation through, to see what reasonable outcomes there may be, realizing that once you've worked them through, they are always better than if you just let your mind run free and worry, because worry is a thing of the past. It's now replaced with relaxation. You're now in control. You're in control of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, because you've chosen to become an actor rather than a reactor. And that simply means that in any given situation, you, and only you, choose how you're going to react. Or more precisely, how you're going to act. Because now you choose to act calmly, positively, and in control. In the past, worry or fear may have kept you from making the proper decision and taking action. Think of that statement, worry and fear. Where are they? Can you see worry? Can you see fear? Where do they reside? They reside in your mind. No one else sees them but you. And since they're only thoughts or feelings in your mind and not real, then they have no business being part of any decision. They don't exist in the actual decision-making process. They're a hindrance, often from your past. A hindrance that interferes with the decision-making process. Let them go. Keep those old things in the past. They have no productive place. Instead, they are replaced by an increased sensitivity to your intuition. Intuition, that voice from within, the voice that helps you know when something is right or wrong. You have it. It's there to help you make positive decisions now. And you're becoming more sensitive to positive decisions. Intuition is a feeling that's guided through your strong subconscious mind. It's the signal. The signal from within that helps you to find answers, to make decisions and take action. In order to utilize it, you need to clear your mind, to relax, to follow your inner feelings, the feelings of what's right, a gut decision, the feeling of right or wrong. You have sound judgment. You often research what has need of being researched. You're intelligent. You have all the knowledge you require within you, so clear your thoughts, relax, take a deep breath. See which choice feels right. Make a decision and then take action. Any task that you do will now be finished in a positive manner, allowing you to feel happier and motivated to attempt even more new things. As you become excited, you approach new tasks, knowing that you'll do your best, which often seems to get better and better. Notice now that you have within you a sort of childlike quality, an excitement, a new energy. Every time you approach any new or perhaps even an old task, you become curiously excited as you complete tasks, doing an amazing job, giving it 100%. This wonderful feeling of motivation just gets stronger and stronger, from this point on. The only thoughts that you have, the only thoughts that you will entertain are the positive ones. You will rid your mind of the negative words like can't, won't, should have, would have, could have. From now on, you think in terms of I can and I will. Perhaps you can even imagine yourself taking those negative words, one at a time, putting them into a garbage bag. Picture the word can't, throw it into the bag. Picture the word won't, throw it into the bag. Take the words should have, would have, could have, throw them into the bag. Each time, feeling those words in your hand as if they were a bar of lead or a heavy brick, and holding the words for the last time before throwing them into the bag, and then sealing that bag so nothing can escape from it. Perhaps walking across the room, opening the lid of a garbage can, some kind of bin, and just throwing that bag of words in there, hearing them crash against the bottom of the can, or the bin, gone forever. And feel that sense of assertiveness, self-confidence, having a warm surge of energy as you finally get rid of the garbage that's been with you for a long time. Those words don't belong to you anymore. The words I can and I will empower you to achieve goals, the ones that you've always wanted to achieve. By eliminating the negative words, thoughts, and self-talk, you've freed yourself to take back control of life. And when you hear other people use negative words, express negative feelings, you can simply smile at them. Because you know that you're the lucky one. You freed yourself from the grip that those words had on you for so long. From this moment, it's I can and I will. And as you continue to drift down deeper into relaxation in this moment, you will understand that you will not awaken in the night any longer. And you'll have a strong desire to sleep deeper and way more relaxed because you're now in control of your thoughts and feelings. And while you're asleep at night, you can feel peaceful and relaxed, realizing that you will sleep more peacefully and simply not awaken in the night. And if you should awaken in the night, then it's not due to anything you've done. If you should awaken in the night, you'll immediately say to yourself the word relax. And you'll give yourself permission to feel more relaxed, more peaceful, having a strong desire to sink back into restful deep sleep. Whenever you find yourself awakening in the night, you'll immediately say to yourself the word relax. And as soon as you say the word relax, you will find that you'll be able to fall back asleep, deeper with every breath you draw in. And you'll only have a strong sense of desire to awaken in the morning. And in the morning, upon rising, you can feel refreshed, relaxed, at peace in every way. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind, growing stronger and stronger day by day. In a moment, but not yet, in a moment I'd like you to concentrate back on your breathing, taking deep breaths in and exhaling, and as soon as you feel all the breath leaving your body and you're prepared to take another breath, I want you to count to yourself in your mind, 20, and then take that second breath, and then exhale, and when the breath is finished, count to yourself, 19, then another breath, and count to yourself, 18, and you'll continue doing this on your own accord, counting down 17, 16, 15, all the way down to 1. And as soon as you take that last deep breath and exhale and say the number 1, you can open your eyes feeling calm and relaxed in every way. Perhaps even more relaxed than you've ever done before. So you can begin counting to yourself now, in your mind, even as I speak. Start counting now with each one of your breaths, concentrating on the breathing, noticing the flow of air in and out, and counting the next number. Noticing how the breath fills you up and then leaves once again. Studying the sensations, with every breath you take, relaxing more. With every breath you take, feeling more peaceful, more calm. And as soon as you count right down to that number 1, you can then open those eyes, once again feeling amazing.